This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, the term is called benefit package. Benefit package. Those of you that work for companies know that when you were hired, you were given perhaps a sheet of paper, a couple of sheets of paper, maybe more than that, with benefit package. Here's some research I've done, what companies offer people: vacation leave, sick leave, paid holidays, health insurance, sometimes preferred option, sometimes HMO, there's dental insurance, vision insurance, there's life insurance, accidental death insurance, disability insurance, supplemental benefits, there is dependent care and medical expense reimbursement, 401k, profit sharing, pension plans, ESOP, employee stock option plans. There is EAP, employee assistance programs, where people are offered counseling with marriages, depression, eating disorders, addictions, etc. Recruitment bonus, tuition reimbursement, overtime, parking reimbursement. I want to talk to you today about God's benefit package. The most important benefit package that you need in life and that I need in life is not a benefit package that a corporation would offer, but the benefit package that the Lord God Almighty offers us, and it's talked about in Psalm 103. I've been preaching through the book of Luke. We're continuing in that book week after week, but today on this Thanksgiving Sunday, we pull away to look at God's benefit package in Psalm 103. I want you to follow along with me as I read selected verses. It goes like this: praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Verse 8, the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. In verse 1, it says, praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. I never understood what it meant to praise the Lord with your inmost being until I compared it with some other verses. Psalm 24:4 says, don't lift up your soul to an idol. You know, I never knew what that verse meant for years. Do not lift up your soul to an idol until I became a parent. You know what being a parent instantly did for me to understand that? You ever had a two-year-old go like this? What's that mean? Pick me up. Pick me up. When I became a parent, I understood to lift up your soul to an idol is to put your hands out. Pick me up. I belong to you. You either lift up your soul to an idol, and so do I, or we lift up our soul to the Lord God Almighty, and it's a choice, it's a decision that we make. That's what it means to lift up your soul. And I think that we lift up our soul to the Lord when we praise the Lord and we worship, when we take communion. That's part of lifting up our soul to the living God in worship. I want to confess something to you. It's actually a little embarrassing for me to admit this, but it's true. For years, early in my ministry in Columbus, Ohio, during the worship time, I would sit on the front row, just same place where I sit there, and I would study my notes while the people were worshiping. And one day it was like a lightning bolt came out of heaven and convicted my spirit how wrong I was. If anybody needs to worship the Lord, it's me. And I'm in there, you know, making notes. And, oh yeah, I'll tell this story. And I'm writing things when I needed to be doing what we all were doing today, and that was worshiping the Lord. There's something deficient in a man's life when we don't worship the Lord. Something's lacking. You're not complete as a woman if you don't worship the Lord and lift up your soul to the Lord with your inmost being. That's what it means to worship.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.